Welcome to the fifth episode of Compass. I'm Mushiru Mudao. Do you want to say your name quickly?
Wow. Okay. Daliso Ngoma from African Technopreneurs.
Cool. Awesome. Am I supposed to say Mushiru Mudao from Lucha?
Come on. Anyway, let's start. Yeah, exactly.
Welcome to the next episode of Compass. So we've gone through so many aspects so far. The last four episodes, I feel like, have been super impactful.
Yeah.
I hope you've really taken the content, taken the tools, taken the resources that we've chatted about to really try and test these out and see what sort of things you can build on your own. So today's episode is going to be a bit less technical, bit less serious. I think this is the fun stuff now, right?
True.
So how do you get attention? So you've built the store, built the payment system, you've made sure you can get the shipping right, you've got the product and all of that, but how do you actually get your word out there that your store exists, that you are up, you are open for business and you're looking for people to buy your product?
Yeah, so I've taken like unconventional routes in how our marketing happens. I think probably the very first guys that you usually approach would be friends and family. What necessarily happened is that I just tried to sell to total strangers. Because the mere fact is that the strangers are the people who are going to be paying you money anyway.
Yeah.
So first things first is that our roots started more towards the likes of Google AdWords. So again, this will be one of the things that you'll find along the way is that the best way to market yourself is actually to be with like-minded people in the space. So I think the very first thing you can actually do is that if, for example, you hear that there is a YouAfrica or even a Shopify or even a Yoko event actually happening, you can actually go there and talk about your business. That would be the very first step, and people might be able to give you a few steps as to how you can improve. Second one would be, like on our end, is that when I actually went to one of these Shopify events, it was actually happening at the Yoko offices, is that this guy, Marco, was talking about his online shop and how he was actually doing and stuff like that. And it was quite interesting. He was telling his story. Then I actually had to ask him just a simple question, which was, how did you get your first customer?
Yep.
And he said he used Google AdWords. I used Google AdWords and I was able to get my first customer.
And Google AdWords is mainly just search-based.
Exactly.
Really trying to get the people's attention who are looking for the products that they that you specifically sell. So, for example, if someone Googles 360 cameras,
exactly,
you paying for AdWords would make sure that your business comes up, right?
Let me just actually check that right now. I'm not too, literally, I actually need to check.
Okay, you want to check if the money is working or not?
Yeah, of course. You have to make sure that whatever cent you're actually paying is actually working. So I can actually see, like right now, the very first ad result is 180 by 2.
Yeah. If you Google 360 cameras.
Of course.
That's so perfect. he's not lying. He's actually not lying.
Yeah, so that's the thing. I am actually not going to tell you any fairy tales as to it being easy, but the simplest thing that actually works to actually get yourself into Google AdWords is that you have to look at your product and think, what would your customers be Googling for? So if, for example, you are a tea brand, if you want to, you can actually hijack people's brands. So any famous tea brands, you can actually put them in your keywords. So when people are actually searching for them, they'll be able to find those popping up.
So if I'm a competitor for like Lipton, I'd pay for that as a keyword.
Exactly.
And when people search for Lipton, my brand would come up.
Yeah, but it's a very risky proposition because, again, if you're just starting out, people don't know you. So sometimes you actually have to start with maybe a few unknowns. So, like, even for ourselves, because we sell 360 cameras and virtual reality headsets, is that we're targeting people who already know what we're actually selling. So, for example, if it was a Ricoh Theta, people type that in, they see us pop up, and not a lot of people know what a Ricoh Theta is.
I don't know.
So just to put it in simple terms, it's a 360 camera. So you literally firstly want to target the people that you think would actually be your target markets. You can experiment with people who you think might be interested, but firstly, you'd actually want to go with the people who you think would actually be your target market. Thirdly, I think what would be best is that you actually talk to people. As in, apart from what I mentioned in the first part where you go to events and the rest, is that you literally have to talk to people to actually get to know what you're actually doing. Because you can't be playing this hope-based marketing.
Hope-based marketing. I think that's the new trend now. Yeah, exactly. Marketing hope based.
Yeah. So the thing is that you set up a store, you don't tell anybody about it, and now you're expecting to actually make sales. Funny enough is that we actually use and still use Takealot as marketing. We might not necessarily make that much cash from some of the sales that actually happen on the platform. But the mere fact is that when people go onto Takealot and they see one of our products, they tap there, they see our company name right there.
Mm.
And what that has actually opened up is that people call us directly because they're like, okay, if this is the company, I'll go onto Google and talk directly to the man.
Oh, wow.
Exactly. So the
mere fact so perfect.
Is that you look at all these types of methods because sometimes people won't go directly to you. Sometimes they need like a third reference that they trust to actually be like, okay, I know that person. Mm. And that's why I would actually buy from them.
Oh, cool. So Google AdWords, number one.
Exactly.
Number two, social media.
Exactly. Social media, to a certain degree, I don't really engage that much. So I can't really tell you that, hey,
so, social media. So buying ads is not the one?
So buying ads on social media hasn't really worked out for me. I think it's just, again...
Is it again about the product that you sell and what store you have?
I think it also just plays on the fact that you have to play to your strengths. Mm. So for me is that I think that I'm a good salesperson. Mm. I'm not really good at social media. Maybe if you're keen, we might actually be able to work together on that front. But the mere fact is that I focus on what my strengths are. And my weaknesses, I try to build a team around that. And we'll be talking more about that at a later stage. But the ad spend has primarily just been on Google Ads, because that's where we've actually seen quite a bit of an uptick. We have used Google, actually not Google, Facebook. Facebook ads for our FlexRoom side of things. And it actually did work out quite well. It's just that it was an experiment. And like, you know, if you go to the casino, you pull the arm.
Yeah.
All of a sudden you win the jackpot and you're like, oh, okay, it's working. I didn't want to continue pulling it because the mere fact is that we actually needed to focus on business. So the mere fact is that, again, social media, there are obviously people in the space. Hopefully we can actually bring on someone who's actually using social media quite well in the e-commerce space.
Definitely.
But that's literally my piece of advice. And again, also getting yourself out there. As in, people are not going to buy from someone that they don't know. So if you are not known and people don't know your name, you need to actually get out there to actually let people know about it. And again, is that the other approach is, because you've got Shopify, we'll talk about this at a later stage, is that you can build an email list. So if you build that email list...
That's very old school.
It's very old school, but the mere fact is that you've got ownership of that. You think of like Twitter and Facebook, these websites can close tomorrow and you don't own anything on those platforms.
Mm.
Whilst when it comes to your websites and when it comes to your email list, those are valuable assets because those are pretty much like your 1,000 grand fans. As in, even for ourselves, is that we follow up with emails, we even follow up with phone calls to make sure that, for instance, if people get a good experience, what are they going to do? They're going to recommend you. If they get a bad experience, they're probably going to tell more people and that will hurt your reputation. And then another approach obviously gets a bit more technical, but adding review components to what you're actually doing. Because when people buy from you, they're always keen on leaving reviews.
Mm.
And the last thing you want to do is sell something that you think is good, but then when you see the reviews, it's actually quite bad. And again, feedback is always golden, that you always learn from the feedback that you actually get.
So what I'm really getting a lot from this is customers are really great marketing, like really satisfied customers, amazingly.
Literally.
As great experience, great product. I'm going to tell as many people as possible. I'm going to share a review. I might even share it on social media.
True. So just a simple fact, as in, I don't know, maybe this might be your company laptop, as in they just gave you an Apple laptop, but quite often than not, it's the mere fact that the people in the organization were influenced by someone else.
Ah.
We told them, like, hey, Apple laptops are great. They're probably low maintenance. When it comes to cost, let's not talk about that. But the mere fact is that they got influenced actually buying that particular brand.
Mm.
You might be using a Samsung. How did you actually go about getting that Samsung?
Mm.
Again, most likely someone must have told you, regardless of if, for example, Casper is talking about Samsung, if, for instance, your friends are not using it, it's very reluctant that I would actually just buy a brand because a celebrity has actually endorsed it.
Ah.
It'll be in the case that I'm also just thinking they're getting paid.
Mm.
And if that's the case, it doesn't really help. So sometimes you also have to just think small or actually do the things which don't scale. I think it's a term that's used in startups where people always just think of like growth metrics to actually scale. But sometimes you just have to work on basics, like word of mouth. If people actually know you, they're going to recommend you to a variety of people. And the more people actually know you, the better for your marketing strategy. But again, you still obviously want to push for other channels to actually
definitely test out what works for you.
Yeah.
But I think this is some solid advice.
Yeah, so trial and error. I think we didn't mention that from the very beginning, but it is trial and error. I can show you what is in the bag, but literally, it came with a whole lot of work.
Thank you so much, Dali.
All right.
So catch us on the next episode where we're going into much more detail and possibly some guests as well.
Yeah, of course.
Getting some people that have built amazing online stores and chatting to them about how they did what they did,
yeah.
What tools they use, what resources they use, and really possibly even getting some experts in, some guys from these platforms.
Exactly.
And also really chatting to us about what to do to make this work as a business, as a digital venture.
True. And just a quick one. Of course, you can catch us on social media, djngoma.com. Actually, yeah, DJ Ngoma, that would be the handle. But what you can also just do is that if you have any questions, just shoot them to us, even DM. So then at least when it comes to the podcast, we can even bring in those experts and give them those questions so they can actually address any concerns that you guys actually have. Because again, I don't want to sell you a dream and all of a sudden you're like, I started my e-commerce platform and it's not doing anything. So again, it's a bit of work, but we also want to help you along the way.
Let's get this work done, man.
Awesome.
Thank you so much.